Masechtas Trumas, Paragimel, Mishnah, Vav. There is an order of how the different portions of Trumas and Maisers are separated from the produce. Really, there's something called Bikurim that comes first, and that's taken from the Shivas Aminim. And the first ones that grown are brought to Yerushalayim, and there's a special thing they do with it, and they give it to the Kayin. So it's Bikurim first, and then Truma Gedela, that's the first Truma, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, and Maiser Ani. Maiser Sheni, Maiser Ani, depending on what the year are. So the Mishnah discusses if they are given out of order. Mishnah Vav, Hamakdim Truma LeBikurim, someone who gave the Truma, the first Truma, before Bikurim. So he went out of order, Bikurim is supposed to go first. Or he did Maiser Rishon LeTruma, he did Maiser Rishon before Truma, which is again out of order, Maiser Sheni LeRishon. Or he did Maiser Sheni before Maiser Rishon. So in all these cases, Afal Pi Shehu Eiver B'Laisasei, even though he's transgressing a Laisasei, one of the negative commandments in the Torah, and he transgressed it by going out of order, still, Masha Asa Asai, what he did is done, and the separation that he did is valid and binding. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Milei Asacha V'Dimacha Laisa Acher. This is the pasuk that's saying that he's supposed to do it in the proper order. Milei Asacha is referring to Bikurim. V'demacha is referring to the Truma. These things, Laisa Acher, he should not delay them. They have to be given properly in their right time and not delayed by doing one of the other separations before the one that's supposed to go first. Mishnah Zayin now brings the sources for how do we know the proper order in these things. How do you know from the Torah that Bikurim is supposed to be given before Truma? It's difficult to know because Zekari Truma Vereshis, Vezekari Truma Vereshis. In the Torah we find that both Bikurim and Truma are referred to by the name Truma, and they also both have the term Reshis, which means the first. So they're both called the first, and they're both called Truma. How do you know that Bikurim precedes Truma? So the Mishnah says, Ela yiktimu bikurim, the reason why we do bikurim first is shehin bikurim lakol. Because there are bikurim, the first ones from all. The word bikurim literally means the first, like bechar is a firstborn. Bikurim literally mean the first, and so the actual name implies that it's more first than anything else, and so that's why when the Torah refers to them as bikurim, it teaches us that they are the first things that are separated. Then, Utruma Larishan. Truma comes before Maiser Rishon. How do you know that? Shehi Rashis. Because Truma is referred to in the Torah as Rashis, as the first. And we don't find such a term used to describe the Maiser Rishon in the words of the Torah. Even though in Chazal it's referred to as Maiser Rishon, but the word Rashis is not used. And so therefore that teaches us that Truma comes before Maiser Rishon. Maiser Rishon L'Sheni, how do you know Maiser Rishon comes before Maiser Sheni? Sheyesh Boi Reishis, because it has within it something that's called Reishis. And this is because within the Maiser Rishon, there is also the fact that after Maiser Rishon separated and given to the Levi, there's a Truma portion, the Trumas Maiser, that needs to be separated from that Maiser that the Levi separates and gives to Akayin. And that is another type of Truma, and Truma is referred to as Reishis. So within the Maiser Rishon, there is a portion within it of Trumas Maiser that is titled a Reishis, something that comes first. So since within the Maiser Rishon, it has Trumas Maiser within it that's called Reishis, therefore it goes before the Maiser Sheni that has no connection at all to anything that has the term Reishis in the Torah.